Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Tuesday, November 14th, 2017. Jeff Keighley's The Game Awards announced their nominees this morning. I think Keighley and The Game Awards have done a great job in bringing some respectable, classy prestige to awards. I mean, we have the Game Developers Conference Awards, which I think are sort of the cream of the crop, peers awarding peers. But for a mainstream, public-facing sort of event award show, I think Keighley has done a pretty decent job in creating something that gives some respect and doesn't turn it into a ridiculous sideshow like some of the MTV versions that we've had in the past. So let's run down these awards. I think they're worth paying attention to and worth getting excited about. Starting with the big one, Game of the Year. 2017 is a hard year to narrow down to just five nominees, but I think these are pretty good showing. Nintendo, of course, with two entries into Game of the Year. That's pretty amazing. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild and Super Mario Odyssey both make the list, which is pretty impressive for Nintendo, and deservedly so. These are two modern classics. Very hard to argue they don't both belong on this list. And then you've got Horizon Zero Dawn, which I'm very glad to see makes the list. It is a worthy contender, too. One of my very favorite games of the year, surely. And then PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, which hard to argue that 20 million in sales and record Twitch streaming, record concurrent online play, those stats are reason enough to consider it among the best games of the year. But certainly it has created an entire genre fairly single-handedly, not completely single-handedly, but it has certainly popularized what has become its own genre and revolutionized the way people play online games. And then Persona 5, I find to be the surprising entry here. Certainly Persona 5 got a lot of attention early in the year and pleased a whole bunch of Persona fans. I'm not sure it broke through to a level of Game of the Year for me. Certainly I gave it a shot. It didn't capture me. I know a lot of people have a lot of love for Persona and for Persona 5 in particular. And I know that people who love that game really love it. So I understand how it makes this list, but I personally would have loved to have seen something like Injustice 2 or Divinity Original Sin 2 or even Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle crack the top five games of the year. But Persona 5 certainly has that epic scope and scale that lends itself to the Game of the Year category historically. Other categories, Best Game Direction, Horizon Zero Dawn, Super Mario Odyssey, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You'll be hearing those names over and over and over throughout these nominations. And then Wolfenstein 2, which is, I think, perfect. Game Direction, yes, knocked it out of the park. And Resident Evil 7, which is another game that maybe could have made the Game of the Year discussion, but I'm glad is getting at least a nod here. Best Narrative, Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice, which I'm glad is getting a lot of nominations, five in total for Hellblade. Horizon Zero Dawn, Wolfenstein 2, Nier Automata, which another game that probably would have gotten a lot of people's top five games of the year. Didn't make mine, but I think a very worthy candidate. And then my favorite for Best Narrative, and I really hope this wins. If it doesn't, I'll be very, very sad. I suspect Hellblade is going to win Best Narrative, but I really want What Remains of Edith Finch to win. It is truly an incredible game, and I think definitely the best narrative of the year. Art direction, we've got Horizon Zero Dawn, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, Persona 5, great art direction in Persona 5, cannot argue with that. Destiny 2, okay, good art direction. And then Cuphead, which I think everybody is going to agree will win. Although Persona 5, really a good contender here, but Cuphead, we all know, is going to win that one. Cuphead, also a prominent contender in the Best Independent Game category alongside Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice. Night in the Woods, Pyre, and What Remains of Edith Finch. What Remains of Edith Finch certainly has my vote in this category, but again, I suspect Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice will win. New category this year for the Game Awards, Best Ongoing Game. I think this is a really interesting category in that they're focusing on the fact that games are service now, and just because a game didn't come out this year didn't mean that it didn't have a huge impact or have big changes or that the ongoing process of maintaining these services isn't worthy of recognition. So I think this is a smart addition by Keighley and his team to include in the Game Awards. And the nominees for Best Ongoing Game are Destiny 2, which is a bit strange because I guess it's ongoing in the sense that it's still more Destiny, but it's a brand new boxed thing. But I guess it will ongo in the future. So I just lauded this category for talking about games that weren't released this year. And you have Destiny 2. You also have PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, which is an ongoing game, but also a new release this year. So that kind of defeats the purpose of creating the... whatever. Overwatch, Rainbow Six Siege, Warframe, and Grand Theft Auto Online. It's hard not to think that Grand Theft Auto Online, with 85 million copies sold and crushing everybody in the world, isn't the front runner for this. But I'm really rooting for Warframe in this category based on what I see Digital Extremes do. They are really leading the pack in terms of innovation in the free-to-play market, feeding their fans really interesting, cool new content, tons of awesome stuff with that game. If you're talking about an ongoing game that doesn't milk its fans like Grand Theft Auto seems to do and really gives people a lot of great stuff for free and creates this incredible online community, nobody's doing it better than Warframe. But I suspect it will not win. Best handheld game, Ever Oasis, Fire Emblem Echoes, Metroid, Samus Returns, Monster Hunter Stories, Poochie and Yoshi's Woolly World. I think you're going to see Metroid Samus Returns sweep that category, no problem. And then, of course, you've got all of the main categories of games. Best Fighting Game, I think Injustice 2 will probably beat ARMS, Marvel vs. Capcom, Infinite, Nidhogg 2, Tekken 7. I think Injustice 2 is the clear frontrunner there. Best Strategy Game, Halo Wars 2, Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle, Total War, Warhammer 2, Tooth and Tail, and XCOM 2, War of the Chosen. I really hope Mario plus Rabbids wins in this category, although XCOM 2 might steal that win with their expansion because it's quite a hefty expansion. Best, I'm glad to see Divinity Original Sin 2 get a nod in the best role-playing game category alongside Final Fantasy 15, Nier Automata, Persona 5, and South Park: The Fractured Butthole. Kind of shocking that Final Fantasy 15 didn't get more nominations than it did, but there it is in the role-playing game category, so it's not completely shut out. Very happy to see my friend Andrea Renee from What's Good Games get a nod for Trending Gamer, which I think is a bit of a silly category. Although if I was nominated, I probably wouldn't think that, in all honesty. But it is an interesting category to include. I'm very happy for Andrea, and I hope she can pull this one out against a bunch of popular streamers. And then, of course, my own personal favorite category, Best VR/AR Game. You've got Superhot VR, Star Trek Bridge Crew, Resident Evil 7, Farpoint, and for my money, the clear winner, although I suspect it won't actually win, but it should win, Lone Echo. By far, head and shoulders above the pack. It is one of the great video games of all time, let alone VR game. But I suspect you're going to see Resident Evil 7 win this, or maybe Star Trek Bridge Crew, but Lone Echo deserves the win. It is transcendently good. It is that good. All in all, a strong showing, and I think it's hard to argue with any of these. There aren't huge glaring omissions from the list, even though 2017 was such a huge year. I mean, you don't see an Assassin's Creed Origins anywhere in here. You don't see Star Wars Battlefront 2, although it hasn't actually released yet, so that would be kind of hard to see it included in these awards. And there are lots of other categories you may want to check out that I'm not reviewing, including games created by students, which is pretty awesome for them to highlight as well, and best debut indie games. There's a lot of really fun categories here. I think Jeff is doing a great job, and I'll be excited to see how the ceremony comes together. He always makes a big point to also debut new trailers for games to make the awards ceremony feel like this must-see TV. You've also got most anticipated game of the year, which is, I think, a ridiculous category to include in your awards because it's just a popularity contest. It's like, what? Most anticipated games? The Academy Awards doesn't go, most trailer that's gotten me most excited about a movie I'm going to see. But I guess it's fun to get excited about video games. It's what I do. So God of War, Spider-Man, Monster Hunter World, Red Dead Redemption 2, and The Last of Us Part 2. Wow. That's a tough one. Hard to call. I mean, for my money, I'm going to go Spider-Man, but I think Red Dead Redemption 2 is the clear winner there. Although Last of Us Part 2 might pull it out. Either way, it's a weird popularity contest in an odd category. But still, like I said, excited about seeing these awards, which will be held on Thursday, December 7th at 5:30 Pacific time. So you can bet I'll be talking about the winners then.